Okay, so we're going to talk about industrial ecology and territorial management, sustainable territorial management. So to give you a bit of the context, industrial ecology kind of emerges from a call, it's a global call saying that human activity, it's predominantly the global and predominantly the global economic system is the prime driver for change in the Earth system, in the planetary system. So in that way, industrials, that was back in the 60s and the 70s, they started planning strategies to reduce waste. Most of it was toxic waste, but then it became a larger scale of different kinds of waste. Through different methods of mathematical methods, we have now methods like LCA, MFAs, input-output strategies to measure how much do we produce, how to use it, and how to, in a way, find a solution for the waste production. Then we must understand that industrial ecology was born in a very practical way. It was, as I said, the industrials and not the academics who came up with these solutions. But afterwards, the academics and the researchers took a piece of that pie and we started researching how to do it better, what was working, what was not working. And in that way, we could analyze the impacts of industrial ecology in a broader way. At this point right now, we have something that's called the circular economy that resembles a lot in principle with the industrial ecology. There are two different things, but for the purpose of these MOOC, I'm just going to just position them both as something different, and I'm going to focus on the industrial ecology part of things. So now we're going to talk about industrial ecology projects. They happen in a place. They have a very specific geographical setting. Usually it's within eco-parks, within industrial neighborhoods in different, usually urban areas. And so that's why the territory part of the industrial ecology, which is something that in France they integrate with the notion of industrial ecology, it's very important to talk about. In that way, the research that we're doing with my team, we're trying to find the motivations, we're trying to find the values, the capitals of the different stakeholders in a very specific territory to not measure, but to somehow reveal what's behind the decision of those industries into participating within a industrial ecology project. And that way, what we do is we take the territory, the concept of the territory, as a capability. It has embedded logics of power. That means the decisions that we make, they are all informed within the context that we're in. That way, the territory, it's more about the co-creation of a space that is filled with the relationships within the actors of that territory. So in that way, we come from territory to something that's called the territoriality, which is how do we go from the individual part of I am here in this territory and I do what I do, to how do I interact with the people around me in this territory, and we create a larger plan of development for industrial ecology. And one of the purposes of this research is trying to find what we call the polity. And it's the polity of the industrial ecology. What is the polity? It's basically those capitals that we mobilize individually or by group to perform certain kind of activity within the framework of industrial ecology. Why do we do that? Because I think it's important to understand the values and the capitals mobilized in order to generate an industrial ecology that is successful, and that in order to generate a very sustainable territory. So industrial ecosystems, they are usually quite sustainable in kind of normal terms. But we're trying to move beyond, and we're trying to see how industrial ecology actually affects the sustainability of a given territory. So we're moving from interdisciplinary to multidisciplinary to transdisciplinary research in order to find these values.